Hey, what's up, guys? This is me, Combis. I'm back with a holistic challenge. This time, I want to talk about practicing, and of course, the standards. And this is a very specific topic that I want to talk. And recently I've written several articles about that. Maybe I'll add more. Who knows? But at first. And this is mainly my idea. I want to just talk about my ideas. It's not about, you know, anyone else. So maybe it's not right, maybe it's right, who knows. But, several weeks ago when I started this lesson, and of course, let me tell you, if you want to listen to AJ's lesson, I told you a lot. So I'm telling you once again, you can find this lesson. The title is Practice and Standard. Standards and Practice. You can find it in Zaman Shanas, of course. Go on and listen to that. It's a very good topic that you can find there. And it's a very, good and beneficial thing to listen to. At least once, because there are several, tips that you can use to practice things better. Because, the idea of this story is about the idea of this actually lesson is about practicing and becoming excellent. So we have several different area in our lives that we want to be excellent in it, right? For example, and especially the things that you like very much, that you love somehow. So if you want to be a great father, you have to practice it. If you want to be a great mother, you have to practice. You have to know more about being mother. So it's not just be kind and different stuff like this. You have to know more. You have to practice a lot. And of course, if you want to have a business, you have to practice. And you have to fail, you have to have feedbacks and different stuffs, and find your way and practice and practice and practice and find your way through excellence, being excellence, excellency. By the way, in my opinion, being excellent in anything is impossible somehow, and especially being excellent in one thing is impossible too, because for example, if I want to be an artist, if I started right now, okay, for example, I am totally immature, I don't know anything. Maybe it's been about maybe 4 or 5 months that I've started. More, of course, I've started about, it was fall last year. I've been practicing since that time, and I've had several times that I've stopped to practice. But by the way, I realize if I want to be a professional, I have to practice a lot, and I have to practice at least put 2 or 3 hours a day. And of course, if I put more, I'll be better. But unfortunately, I don't have enough time to do that. But 2 hours a day is good. So I realized that I have to practice that amount of time to be better, to be somehow over the course of maybe 2 or 3 years become a professional artist and start my proficiency through that year. Because right now I am amateur, so as you know. I don't know much, I'm practicing, and I'm struggling to learn something. But when I learn it, I have to practice and practice and practice to make it excellent. But excellent is a word. It's not a thing that you achieve. Excellent is a word. Because if I, for example, draw a nose, and I make it perfect, okay? I make it perfect, maybe after I've drawn maybe 100 nose, I found out I'll find out that how to draw a nose in a perfect way. But still there are lots of things to learn. And of course, your improvement is going to be abated, because you won't make progress, you know, continually, because in some points you will stop making progress. And of course, in English and different stuff like that, is like that. So, you know, in my opinion, if you want to practice, you need to practice one thing again and again. For example, in drawing, without feedback, everything you're doing is bullshit. Seriously, you're just drawing. Okay, for example, if you want to draw a manga, for example, a manga girl, it's a cartoony, you know, character that you want to draw, and it's about that. You know, it's somehow people, when see mangas, they think that it's easy to draw. No, it's not. When you draw, you will find out that it's not that easy. You have to practice a lot to find a way to put everything in the right place. So mangas are like that, but it's you know, far easier than drawing a real face, a face in a realistic way, by the way. But if you want to draw that, you have to know the basics. And of course, after you draw it, you have to compare it with the real thing that you're drawing. For example, if you draw from an image, you have to look at what you're drawing and compare it to that image and find the differences and draw it again. You need feedbacks. And of course, in English, especially in pronunciation, you need feedbacks. For example, I can remember I had a hard time with practicing the pronunciation of the word specificity. Oh my god, it was very tough. A specificity. Still, sometimes I mispronounce that word, because it's a very tough thing. even AJ said that. Even for Americans, sometimes it's hard to pronounce this word. But, you know, I found out that I have to practice and get feedback. So I record myself a lot. At first, I couldn't say that. It was like this, a specificity. I can't pronounce that way, because I practice a lot and I know how to pronounce it better. Not in a perfect way, but still I'm learning. So I needed some feedback. And I record myself. And I found out that I have to go slowly, super slowly. So instead of saying specificity to find the rhythm of the word, I decided to make it slow, super slow. Specificity. Oh, that's it. Specificity. I found out how to get the rhythm. And then I make it a little bit faster. Specificity, and then make it a little bit faster. Specificity, and faster. Specificity. Then I found out that how to pronounce that word, and that's about feedback. If you want to have a great pronunciation, which I don't have, but I know a little bit tips, a little of different tips that I've found through, you know, studying different essays and articles from one of the best, you know, linguists around the world. For example, Luca Lampariello, he has an amazing pronunciation in every languages that he tried to speak, because, you know, he always goes slowly. He doesn't give a damn shit about going so fast, because he's like that. And he always, for example, he puts maybe 30 minutes or 40 minutes when he starts. He doesn't say that I have to listen to English, for example, or whatever, for 5 hours a day. No, he goes very, very slowly, and he concentrate on each phrase and each sentences very carefully, because he wants to achieve what he's, you know, he wants to get it. He wants to attain it somehow. How the words are pronounced, how the sentences, how the intonations are working. So that's why he put 30 or 40 minutes and concentrate super, super slowly and carefully on each sentence. And that's how he built up a great pronunciation. Of course, he's not going to be awesome like, you know, native speakers, but he has a pronunciation that everyone can make him proud about that. So everyone appreciate those kind of pronunciation. So if you want to have a great pronunciation, you have to go slowly. And of course, in drawing, I'm trying that. And it's amazing, seriously. Because I found out that I was, in the past, I was just drawing. I, you know, for example, I choose some drawings from different artists, and I would see some, you know, tutorials and different stuff. And then I would try to draw. Of course, I made a little bit of progress, but it wasn't that effective. Seriously, it wasn't. And then I found out I have to go super, super slowly. And of course, AJ, this month, he actually made a lesson about art. And of course, I shared it in a forum, which you can find that. And he introduced a great book, which I've, you know, I had a little bit, you know, time to read a little bit of it. So it was about writing, I mean, drawing from right side of your brain. And why right side of your brain? Because we can see in two different, you know, you know, two different vision somehow. I stopped. So we can see very carefully, and if we see something very carefully in every detail and find every detail, we are seeing with the right side of our brain. So if you focus carefully, so that you're using the right side of your brain. And if you just watch something, for example, you're walking and seeing some trees or different stuff. You're just watching, and you just watch and pass. And on those moments, you're using the left side of your brain. So if you want to draw something, you have to use the right side of your brain. So when you go slowly when you want to draw, you have to use the right side of your brain. Damn, it's hard to pronounce. I have to work on that too. But yeah, I found out that these previous weeks that I decided to go very slowly, that I made lots of progress. Lots of progress. Because I'm using the right side of my brain, and I'm going super slowly. I'm watching each details, where the light comes and where the shadows are, and what's the difference between my drawing and of course the image that I'm drawing. And of course I get a lot of feedback from my drawing, and of course the image that I'm seeing. I use Photoshop, for example, or a mirror. It's a very great tip that I found out on YouTube. If you want to find out about the drawing, that if it's good or not, you can just go and use some mirrors. Just put the drawing in front of a mirror, and the mistakes will pop out. And it was very interesting. So I use these kind of tips and methods to find and get feedbacks and then correct my mistakes. So that's how you have to practice, and that's a deliberate practice. So if you want to practice anything, especially we are talking about, you know, English, and of course one of the great way to have a great pronunciation is that to go slowly and have feedbacks. So what do you think, guys? What do you think about, you know, deliberate practice? And have you got any chance up until now? to have a deliberate and focused and concentrated practice to do that. Huh? Okay, I want to just know that. I just like to I've been thinking to share these kind of things with you, and I like you guys to share your things, your thoughts, of course, with me. So if you like to share, just use the comment box, and please say it in person if it's okay. If you can just make a let's talk, or if not, you can just make a comment on the box below. So by the way, thank you guys for listening to me again. I'm sorry I talk too much. By the way, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and see you later.